that I know without hearing it beforehand. Okay.
Mine is definitely beforehand.
Okay. We are up to Nun Beis Amid Beis. We are up to we're up to the middle. We didn't do the rush. The Gemara said that there's six, but we counted seven. So we wanted to prove from there that Shedrin or Gailas go together. And the Gemara gave numerous answers, which the Gemara gave a simon for it. Yachid, Jehu, Gilach, Ve'echad. So the first one was that in one of the cases, it's only Kenegad Yachid, right? He's only arguing with one. And therefore, that's not counted towards the six. We did the rush on that. Then the second one was that Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't count Eva Menachai because that's not one of the ones counted, because the rush said, I said wrong shot in that, but the rush says, because it's the same as Eva Menames, so it's included in Eva Menames. The third answer was that he only counts the things that are on Ayo, not on Magamasa. They're not counted in the seven, in the six. So even though it lists seven, one of them doesn't count because it's not Matam of the oil. Now on that, I didn't do the rush yet. Lafuke etzim kaseira. Dr. Rush, I have on base, I'm in base. To me, it's the second rush on the page. I don't know where everybody else has it. Lafuke etzim kaseira, the ain't unrest in Megaleach of Amagav Amasa. Now, Varevias dam diktani. It says Revi'ez Dam, that Sir Leil Rebbe Kiva, the Nazir Megaleach al Oloi. Rebbe Kiva holds that the Nazir is Megaleach on Ayo. Right? So therefore, what's bothering the Rush is we're listing things that they're arguing about, and they're talking about the Nazir being Megaleach. The riot to that was it said Chatzi Kavat Tzomus. A quarter of a kav batzamis is matama b'ayo. It's only for nazir that there's halacha l'maisha b'tzina adi, you need a half a kav. And the case we brought was a half a kav batzamis. So revi'ez dam, also a nazir, is not megaleach on. That's what the Mishnah said.
A regular person is a quarter kav.
No. A regular person, everybody becomes tummy at a quarter of a kav. But the nazir doesn't have to go through the process of redoing the zirat and bringing a carbon only by a half a kav. That's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah also said that a Nazir doesn't have to redo the process for a Revi'ez Dam, only for a half a log of Dam. Yet here it lists Revi'ez Dam, even though it says Chatzi Kav. So a possible solution would be that Revi'ez Dam would not be Matame Ba'ayho for a Nazir. Again, would not make a Nazir redo it, but if you touch it, it would be different. That would be a possible solution to seemingly a contradictory braisa. Because the braisa said a case of half a kav of bones, that means the braisa is saying we're dealing with nazir, and a nazir does not have to eat or didn't do naziris for less than a half a kav. But then again, the braisa says a revi is dam. And the same Mishnah that told us chachi kav told us chachi lug. So why does the Mishnah read revi is dam? So a possible solution would be, right, Revi'ez Dam would not make a Nazir redo it if he's in an Ayol. But if he touches it, it would make him redo it. But then the Gemara answered that we don't count Etzem Kesira because that's only Matamik to touch. How about Revi'ez Dam? Right, if you're thinking that Revi'ez Dam is only Matamik to touch, only makes a Nazir redo it if he touches it, so then why do we count Revi'ez Dam and not Etzem Kesira? Zakharash was Sphir Leather Bekiva. By Revi'ez Dam Bitani, Sphir Leather Bekiva, the Nazir Megaleach Alaloi. That by Revi'ez Dam, a Nazir is Megaleach Anayo. Meaning, he disagrees with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said a Nazir is not Megaleach on Revi'ez Dam, and Rebbe Kiva holds a Nazir is Megaleach on Revi'ez Dam. That's what Rebbe Kiva said. Frank the Rush, it's impossible to say that. Again, the Rush came to answer a question. His question was, why is Revi'ez Dam okay in the six, and Etzem Kesira is not? The Gemara answered, because Etzem Kesaira does not make a Nazir redo it, only by touch. And the six things are all oil. But Revi'ez Dam does not make a Nazir redo it by oil. So why does that count towards the six? And Etzem Kesaira doesn't. So the Rosh answers, because Rabbi Akiva disagrees with our Mishnah. He holds that Revi'ez Dam does make a Nazir redo it. But the problem is that it doesn't make any sense. That's the Rosh's question now. Why? Because in the Mishnah, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, Rabbi Akiva learns out that a Revi'ez Dam makes a Nazir redo his Naziris, even by Revi'ez, not a half a Zug, from a Kavah Chaimer from Etzem Kesaira. He says, Ma'adach Etzem Kesaira, which never is Matama B'ayo, makes another redo it by touch. Revi'ez Dam, that's Matama B'ayo, for sure, another should have to redo it. So his source, that Revi'ez Dam makes another redo it, is Etzem Kesaira. So how can Revi'ez Dam be stricter than Etzem Kesaira? If Etzem Kesaira is the source that Revi'ez Dam has to be redone, so how can Revi'ez Dam be Ba'ayo and Etzem Kesaira is only B'matza? We have a rule that you can never make a derivative of Kal V'Chaimer stricter than the source. The source is Etzem Kesaira, which is only B'maga and B'matza, and Revi'ez Dam, you want to say, is even Ba'ayo. Frank Darush, the kasha, the masnitzim muchach Rabbi Akiva, the nazir megaleich Revi'ez Dam, mikal v'chaimer to Etzem Kesaira. It makes the kal v'chaimer from Etzem Kesaira. V'dayin l'bamin adin li'ef k'nidin. Whenever you learn something from a kal v'chaimer, it can't be stricter than the source. V'tzarech leimer, l'fi hach snuya, according to this answer, v'vaday Rabbi Akiva gemara gomer the nazir megaleich Revi'ez Dam. It must have been halacha l'maisha m'sinai. Rabbi Akiva had a halacha l'maisha m'sinai hand that down to him that a nazir is megaleach on Revi'ez Dam. The af alaloi, even an oil, u'masnitz l'dvarim d'Rav Eliezer Tamar. And our Mishnah was trying to persuade Rabbi Eliezer. He himself held this halacha l'maisha m'sinai. He didn't need the Kal V'Chaimer to tell it to him. But he was saying to Rabbi Eliezer, at least be maskim that b'maga he should have to redo it. He was talking to somebody else. He himself didn't need the Kal V'Chaimer. He had a Messiah. They didn't have that Messiah. So he said, but at least agree to me that Revi'ez Dam should be able to maga. The Rush needs to say this because of this answer. That's why this is here. The Rush needs to say it because the Rush has a problem. The Gemara just said we don't count Etzem Kesaira as one of the six because it's different than the other ones. Because that's only the maga and the other ones are Ba'ayo. But Revi'ez Dam can't be Ba'ayo. Because the source of Revi'ez Dam, Rabbi Akiva said, is Etzem Kesaira. How can you make the derivative stricter than the source? Therefore, the Rush says, seemingly, Revi'ez Dam is only B'maga B'masa. So then why do you count Revi'ez Dam and don't count Etzem Kesaira? Without this Gemara's answer, I would have said Revi'ez Dam is also only B'maga B'masa. Just like Etzem Kesaira is. I wouldn't have said Ayo. But now that you answer me that Etzem Kesaira doesn't count towards the count, and Revi'ez Dam does, that means you're telling me Revi'ez Dam is Matama Bayo. And if the source is Etzem Kesaira, how can I learn out from Etzem Kesaira something that's stricter than Revi'ez Dam, than something more than Etzem Kesaira? Rabbi Akiva holds it is. We paskin it's not. But he holds it is. But from a Gemara, he learns it out of a Halacha L'maisha M'sinai. And that whole conversation, not from Etzem Kesaira, because Etzem Kesaira could not teach me anything stricter than it. I don't know. That's what the Rosh said. I was reading a Rosh. I didn't make this up. I was reading a Rosh. I don't know. Nachamish Gamzu was his Rebbe also. Nachamish Gamzu was his Rebbe. Could be got it from Nachamish Gamzu. I don't know. Speculative now. Whatever I say, I make up. You know what I mean?
Why wouldn't they really follow it?
I don't know. Not as Jerry Chubb. You could be Makai. I don't know. Then the Gemara gave another answer. Rabbi Akiva changed his mind by all of them except by Rabbi's Dam. Rabbi's Dam by Chazabek and Mephari's Vazel, like the Gemara explains. Why he didn't, the Gemara is going to explain in a minute. Ahush Kurashina Meitanaisav. Mishpim Shlai Dibir Belash and Kavan our Rabbi. That's the story of Rabbi Shimon who fasted till his teeth turned black. So he didn't speak honorably about his Rebbe. If he died and changed his mind, it's not a nice thing to say about a Rebbe. Therefore, Reb Shimon fasted till his teeth turned black. Yes?
Have any of the commentators that you've seen mentioned why this statement of teeth turning black if you fast?
I don't know. The Gemara uses it multiple times in Shas, and I don't know.
Many people. Okay.
I don't know.
I've never understood that.
Okay, I don't know either. Okay, I think it's meant to tell us that it was turned black from misuse, from lack of use. I mean, he didn't use his teeth. And if one doesn't use their teeth, again, I'm not a dentist, I'm not offering to say anything, but I think what the Gemara is trying to say, he didn't eat. If a person doesn't eat, he doesn't use his teeth that much. That's all. Tashma. Again, we're trying to prove the shaila of whether you need Shadra Angelgailus or Shadra Orgelgailus. That was the original shaila. Shadra Angelgailus or Shadra Orgelgailus. Tashma. The Tanya we learned. Beshama yaimrim raiva atzama ismin atzamim. Oim mishnayim, oim mishlaisham. The Beis Shammai learns that when it says that a quarter of a kav is metame ba'ayol, this has nothing to do with nazir, that quarter of a kav can be from two or three bones. That's enough. If the quarter of a kav comes from two or three bones, that's metame ba'ayol. That means it can come from, make up bones, I don't know, whatever it is. And Beisil disagrees. They say Roiva Minagvia, Miroiva Binyan and Miroiva Binyan. The Roiva Akav is only Matame if it has bone fragments from 125 bones or from most of the build of the person, which is two thighs and a leg or two legs and a thigh. That means it has to be a Roiva Akav because you don't have a complete bone here. If you have complete bones, 125 are matame, even if it's not a Raiva Akav. And if you have complete bones, Raiv Minyan and Binyan are matame, even if it's not a Raiva Akav. But if it's bone fragments, then Rabbi Sil says the shear of Raiva Akav needs input, that wrong word, needs part of each of 125 bones to be there, or part of Raiv Minyan. And then a Raiva Akav is Matama Bayo. Nothing to do with Nazir. This has to do with Tumas Ayo. Yes, doctor.
You said two legs and a thigh.
That's going to be a Gemara. I'm not even going to talk about it now. We'll wait for the Gemara if you don't like it.
What's the definition of legs?
The Rashi will tell us to.
Okay.
Right. I'm a Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua says, Yechol Nilas or Zivri Bishabe V'Zivri Bisho Echad. A very interesting Rabbi Shua. Seemingly, we have a Machlaikas Bishami Bisho. Beis Shammai says that Raiva Akav can come from two or three bones, any two or three bones, and Beis Shammai says no, it has to have part of either 125 or Raiv Binyan. So to be sure, I don't see that there has to be a Machlokes. Why? She Beis Shammai, I'm a Mishnayim and Mishleich, they mean, I'm a Shnei Shekayim v'Yerech Echad, either 2 feet, legs, and one thigh, I'm a Shnei Yerechayim v'Sheik Echad, or 2 thighs and 1 foot. Why? This is most of the height of a person, right? We're talking about a person now. We're not talking about an animal. Most of his height is up to his thigh. So therefore, not to his thigh, up to his midsection, I meant. Up to his midsection. So therefore, two legs and a thigh or two thighs and a leg will constitute most of his build of his height. Again, I'm not going to get involved whether it does or doesn't. The Gemara says it does. It's good enough for me. Now, Dr. Gemara, therefore, that's what Beis Shammai meant by two or three bones. They meant Roiv Binyan. And they still lie. I mean, I'm a right minion. I'm a right minion. However, yes, I'm a mefrakei yadayim v'raglayim. You can have 125 bones, and you can use fragments of bones that come from the hands and the feet, meaning the little bones that are in the arms, the hands and the feet, and you can keep 125 without getting to any big bones. So they're complementing it. All Basil said is even 125, Basil said two or three. They mean the two or three that make right binyan. You don't have to say that's an argument. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Interesting thing, why Rabbi Yeshua is bent on making it not an argument, I don't know. So he says, you know, really, I heard Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and I don't see an argument. Okay, fine. Move on. Shammai Aymim, Afila Etzem, Min Ashedra Aymim Al-Gugailis. Even one bone that's a quarter of a kav, if it comes from the backbone or from the skull. Now, that means it says Shedra or Gugailus. That was our question. Is Shedra and Gugailus or Shedra or Gugailus? And here is Shammai saying one bone either from the Shedra or from the Gugailus. That means Shammai is viewing them as separate things, not as Shedra or Gugailus together. Zuck the rush. Shammai, I remember Reva, Atomas, Abom, and Atomas, Mibeza, Gimel. Two or three bones. And if he has from them, katsa means set aside or, I don't know, allocated. They don't argue. Now, the question is that it's three bones. So why does Bishamai say two or three? Dr. Rush, my base, the Gummy Bishamit Lavdavka. They didn't mean two. The only limit cluster by you always need three. Either two legs and a thigh, or two thighs and a leg. The Yeshma Farshim, the base of Kayim Vyared Echad, the Chashim Kim Shnayim, the Gabishneya Rechayim Vishayk Echad. In comparison, two legs and one thigh is called two bones, as opposed to two thighs and one leg considered three bones. Why? Shashayk who cutten, Minayerech. The leg is smaller than the thigh. Shulamatim in Arkuva. It's under the knee of the animal. Vayerech ulamaylim in Arkuva, under the knee of a person. And the yerech is taller than his leg. The Masechtas Alus, the Kashrina and Evaria Adam, the Matalamaylim, when we talk a person's build from feet to head, the Choshim Shnayim Bishaik, Chamisha Berkuva, the Echad Beyerech. It says, two bones constitute the leg. Five constitute the knee, and one constitutes the erech. So again, I'm just reading the Rush, and the Rush is saying that's why the two legs and a thigh are called two bones, even though they're three, but they're smaller. So therefore they're called two, and two thighs and a leg are called three bones. Shammai Yomim Afilu Etzemechem and Hashedra Megagailus. The Kasal Kedaitem with the Kamer Shammai Afilu Etzemechem and Hashedra Megagailus. Since he said even one bone out of a Shedra or Gugailus, Mechlaud Rabbanon de Makili Umri Shedra or Gugailus. Rabbanon need a whole Shedra or a whole Gugailus because Shammai split them, so we have no reason to say that Rabbanon don't split them. If not, you're making a much bigger Machlaikas. Everybody agrees that a whole Shedra or Gugailus is Metabe. We didn't know whether it meant a whole Shedra or a whole Gugailus or both. But Shammai said, one bone of either of the two. Now, Basil holds you need the whole Shedra, or the whole Gugailus, but to say that Basil needs two, and Beshamai needs part of one, that you just made the Machlokes much further, much wider. And therefore, why do that? Why not just say, Basil needs the whole Shedra, or the whole Gugailus, and Beshamai says part that equals a regular kav. So that's why the Gemara assumes that if Shammai says it, there's no argument at that point, whether it's both or one. And for the Gemara?
You don't know at this point.
No. And for the Gemara, Shaini Shammai, the Machmer Tvei. Don't prove Hill from the Beis Hill from Shammai. Shammai was Machmer, meaning he split them. That doesn't mean that everybody else. You're right. It makes the Machlokes much wider, but maybe it is. Maybe the Rabbanan argue in 2 points. A, they say, are you kidding? He's going to need a whole, and the whole has to be both. Both Shedra and Gugailus. What? Shammai says even one bone of either of the two that equals a Reivakav. And Basil, the other one say you have to be a whole Sedra or a whole Gagalis, right? Now, the question is it all, either one of the two or both? You can't prove from Shammai to Hill because Shammai is more Machmer. So you don't know how far his Chumrah goes. Maybe the splitting of the Sedra and Gagalis is part of Shammai's Chumrah. That's what the Gemara says. Yes, Doctor.
Rabbi Rabinovich, just to go back to the point I made earlier, Rabbi Rabinovich, translated as Sai and Shindo. In English, usually the leg refers to everything from the articulation of hip and
down. No, this is under the knee.
Right, exactly, Shindo.
Okay, fine.
One, two, tibia.
Fine. Dr. Gemara. Maybe the Rabbanon needs both, so we haven't proven anything. Zogta Gemara writes it, so Liv should be now the other way. Why don't we say Shammai is Machmer, but Rabbanon are not, and say the Rabbanon need both? Time is Shammai the Machmer, Rabbanon Adik is Shadra Vigayla's one. I mean, if you're going to tell me Shammai is the Machmer, therefore, so let's go the other way. Say Shammai is Machmer, he splits them. Rabbanon are not, Machmer need both. That's not a proof. All we see them arguing about is a part of a Shedra and a part of a Gagalus. But if it's here, even one of them. There's no proof either way. We don't know what Rabbanan argue in Shammai. Now, I saw one of the pshatim, I never knew this before, it's good to learn things. What does it mean, Beis Shammai and Shammai argue? Beis Shammai or Shammai's Talmidim. They usually echo the Rebbe's thoughts. So I thought, sometimes they argue, you know. I wasn't amazed by that. But I saw a pshat that Shammai taught his Talmidim one way and then changed his mind. So therefore, Beis Shammai is quoted because that's what they learned from their Rebbe. And we quote Shammai because later in life, he changed his mind. Again, I saw this shot in Masifta, I forgot who said it. It was a new shot that I had never seen before. I wasn't bothered by the question to begin with. I see many Talmidim arguing with the Rebbe and Shas all the time. So I don't know why Beis Shammai can't argue on Shammai. But I guess this Mefarish feels that using the term Beis Shammai is saying this is what came from Shammai Yeshiva, not from an individual, and that usually doesn't argue in Shammai. So therefore, they offer this chat. Again, I wasn't bothered enough to ask the question, but once I saw the answer, I thought it was cute. Yes?
There must have been some evolution of time, or at least what I saw a number of years ago, I don't remember the story, is that Shammai and Hillel, personally, extremely good friends, talked about long as well, and over the course of time, they Shammai.
Shammai and Hillel argued about three things in their whole lifetime. And Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have hundreds of arguments. So as Shimshul called Tzachim, the Gemara says they weren't good enough to meet them, whatever that means.
So that mandates a division between Beis Shammai and Hillel.
Yes and no. Yes and no. Because without, I would have said that Beis Shammai, the cases that came up, were not ones that Shammai and Beis and Hill explicitly discussed. So Beis Shammai and Beis Hill were reflecting what they thought their Rebbeim would say in this case. Because by Shimshu Kol Sarkam, they didn't know their Rebbeim well enough. So Beis Shammai walked away saying, in this new case that we didn't hear from Shammai, this is what we think. And Beis Hill walked away saying, in the case that we didn't hear from Hill, this is what we think. And that's how I always understood it. Shammai and Hill only had three arguments, but there was no direct messiah to their Talmidim about the other cases. Therefore, each one was interpreting what they would think their rabbi. But here you can't say that, because we're quoting Shammai. That means he did address this issue. If he addressed this issue, so why didn't his Talmidim pick up what he addressed? So again, I would have said that it's like similar to you saying that they came up with a new thing, not like their rabbi. But I saw, again, and I'm not going to make a big issue of it. I saw one of our Kohanim claim that Shammai changed his mind. Again, I'm not going to get
one thing which is especially novel is they Shammai and Beis Hillel did disagree on three things. However, they they didn't.
And then nobody ever said a word about hostility. The Gemara says in Yavambas that they were best friends.
But Basil and Basham, I remember, you know, taking the
not true. The Gemara Yavambas says they were Emma's Rashalim Mahabal. The Gemara talks about Basil and Beishamai and says that even though they disagreed and Basil thought that Beishamai was making Mamzerim, the Gemara says it on Basil and Beishamai.
You're right.
Thanks. The Gemara Yavambas. I'm going to do something that nobody in this room will like, but I can't help it. The next Shaila in the Gemara is Tupshatim. First the Rosh will say one pshat, and then at the end he'll say he doesn't like the pshat, and he'll say a different pshat. So, first we'll try the first pshat, and we'll worry about the second pshat as we go along. By Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked, Roi Vat Samas Min HaShedjev Ogogoy L'Smai. Now this is talking about a Nazir. A Nazir in our Mishnah says, he's only Megaleach. Again, the word Nazir Megaleach means he only has to restart his Naziris and all Galochas of a Nazir Tameh if he has a Chatzi Kav HaTzamas. On a quarter of a Kav of HaTzamas, he becomes Tameh, but he does not have to redo Naziris. That's what we had in the Mishnah. That's a Beferish Mishnah. Now we want to know, is Shedra and Gogailus an exception? A whole Shedra and a whole Gogailus make a Nazir redo his Naziris. That we had in the Mishnah. He's in the room with a whole backbone, with a whole skull, either both or one, we never proved the Shaila. Make him redo Naziris. How about if there's a Roiva Hakav of Shedra and Gogailus? Not of other bones, because from other bones, a Nazir does not have to redo the Naziris from a Roiva Hakav. He needs Chatzi Kav. But what if the bones come from Shedra and Gogailus? Does it change the halacha of Nazir? If it's a whole Shedra and a whole Gogailus, he has to redo Naziris. How about if it's a part of Shedra and Gogailus, but it makes a quarter of a calf? Is that different than other bones? Or do we say bones are bones are bones are bones unless otherwise specified, and nobody ever told us anything about a part Shedra and part Gogailus? By Nazir. Only by Nazir. Oh, yes.
How much is a Kav again, please?
A Kav is 24 Revias. How much is a Revias? A Lug is 4 Revias. And a Kav is 6 Lugan. So if you're, for argument's sake, going to say that Revias is 4 ounces. A Lug is 4 Revias. And a Kav is 6 Lugan. 4 Lugan?
4.
So then it would be 6, what?
About half a gallon.
About half a gallon, right. Exactly. A little bit more than half a gallon. Well, depending on what a Revias is. Right, so if a Kav is 4 Lugan, and a Lug is 16 ounces, for argument's sake, so a Kav would be a 64 ounce. And if you hold the Lug, Revias is 3 ounces, then it would be 48 ounces. Depends what you hold the Revias is. I mean, how much you drink on Pesach night, how big is your cup on Pesach night? Again, I'm just saying that this Machlok is what a Revias is, that's all I'm saying. Not picking sides. My Reshiva told me he got a present from Rabbi Shemartka, the Reshiva of Slavatka, a Becher for his Chasana, and he's embarrassed to use it because it's so small. You know, I'm just telling you what my Reshiva told me about it. So there was a younger man there, who was a funny guy, who told the Reshiva, maybe he gave it to you to drink a L'chaim, not to make Kiddush. So the Reshiva said, what's meant to support him? You think it's Purim? So the guy said, no, Purim, you're drinking big ones. This must be for the rest of the year. That was the conversation. I was right there when it happened. Yeah, the Yeshiva said he's embarrassed to use it. He gives it to his young Enikloch. to use because he wouldn't use it because he's embarrassed. That's from Defner got a becher from that was used by Shaul Salanter, and he used it because of Shaul Salanter. And when his wife was Nefteris, who was a granddaughter of Shaul Salanter, he switched. He stopped using it. He went to a bigger becher.
Also, after they had moved it,
I didn't hear that part. I just know that after his wife was Nefteris, he switched. That I heard from Ramat Yisrael directly, but he didn't tell me the part that his wife asked him. I don't remember him telling me that.
In the domain of
Right. Boy, Bachaba. Okay. Roy Vat Somas, Menchendra, Begay, the Samai. Chik Tani Chatzika Vat Somas, Hechadikim, Misharei, Varov. Maybe Chatzikav is only from other limbs. Abu Meshedru is a guyless the Chamiri. I feel the right about Thomas. I don't know why it's not. Or maybe it's not different. Zok to Rush. Where is it? Right. Harabaran. We did the Harabaran. The Leitanel Abu Meshedru is we did that already. Abu Hecha the Isra, I feel the Chadminayin. The Shammai, the Machmer. Right. Where's what is he quoting? That must be. Is that later? No, I don't think so. Hecha de Isra fil echad minayin. Oh, right, that was in the Gemara before. I didn't read this rush. That we wanted to prove from Shammai, he's Machmer, but Rabbanan are not Machmer. And the Gemara said, who said? Dr. Rush, the Shammai the Machmer, the time I feel the be'etzem, who took lemisni, he has to say even one bone. Or you would think you would need a bone from both. Maybe it means one or the other. We don't know. Okay, that's the question. So by other bones, you need a chatzikav. How about by part of a shedra and part of a gagailus? Tash amarabba tashma. A shedra about gagailus. The Mishnah said, Shedra and Gogailas. Now the assumption is that every Shedra and every Gogailas have a quarter of a kava bone.
Were they together?
We didn't get involved in that. Whatever Shedra and Gogailas means, the assumption is that the whole of them have a quarter of a kava bone. There is no Shedra and Gogailas smaller. It's an assumption that the Rush doesn't like at the end. But that's the assumption of the Gemara. Every Shedra and Gogailas, either together or separately, have a quarter of a kav of bones. And therefore, if a quarter of a kav of a Shedra and Gogailas and Matame, even if they're not whole Shedra and Gogailas, why do I have to say Shedra and Gogailas? If every Shedra and Gogailas have a quarter of a kav, and you want to tell me that a quarter of a kav, a part of Shedra and Gogailas, is enough, so don't tell me Shedra and Gogailas. They're included in quarter of a kav of Shedra and Gogailas, because every Shedra and Gogailas has a quarter of a kav. You don't need that case. If part of Shedra and Gogailas that equal a quarter of a kav is good enough to make a nazir be megaleach, so why mention a whole Shedra and Gogailas? Every Shedra and Gogailas is a quarter of a kav. You already hit the mark before having a whole Shedra and Gogailas. Why would the Mishnah mention a whole one? You don't need a whole one. If you hold in the Shiloh that even part of Shedra and Gogailas, if it equals a quarter of a kav, it's Matami and Nazir to be Megaleach, so then why mention a whole Shedra and Gogailas? You've hit that, it's automatically a quarter of a kav. That's the assumption. Dr. Rush. Listen, we didn't do the Gemara. V'is tanka da'itach roi v'atzomas, v'asim in shedra v'gagailas. Chomer is stricter that it's good enough. Listen, roi v'atzomas abam in ha-shedra. You don't have to say a whole shedra v'gagailas. Because every shedra v'gagailas includes a quarter of a kav, and a quarter of a kav can do it by itself. Dr. Rush. Listen, roi v'atzomas abam in ha-shedra v'gagailas. V'koshken shedra v'gagailas. The Kasalka Daitak, we now think, the Lekka Shedra Bugagayla Shem Ben Rai Batamas. That there is no Shedra Bugagayla that doesn't have a Rai Batamas. Dr. Gemara. Right. For Rabu Damar, Rava said, Rava said that the Mishnah in Aulus, when it says mace, right, and the question was, if Zayas mena mace is matame, what do I need mace? Rava said, it's going on Shedjah v'gegailas, that don't have a Rai Batamas. Right? So what's Rava telling me, Araya? Because he's assuming that every Shedjah v'gegailas has a Raiva, that was his Raya, and he himself said it's not true. Rava brings a Raya under the assumption that every Shedjah v'gegailas has a Raiva Kav. Hello, Rava, you said it's not true. You said not every Shedjah v'gegailas has a Raiva Kav. Your whole Raya is based on a thing that you don't hold is true. The Raya was based because every Shedjah v'gegailas has a Raya v'kav. Rabbi yourself, you said it's not true. Zog the Gemara busted the Shama Rabbi Akiva, whatever that means. After he heard it from Rabbi Akiva, he accepted that it's not true. He once upon a time thought that every Shedjah v'gegailas has a Raya v'kav. And later on, he accepted that it's not true. Now, exactly what it means he heard from Rabbi Akiva. First of all, he never heard anything from Rabbi Akiva. But that's besides the point. But we'll see how the Rush learns this. And that's the Rush. Dr. Rush. I have it on Amud Aleph. Top of the Amud Aleph. What's your first Rush on Amud Aleph? What? I have Kashima, the third rush. What is the last rush on the Amud Beis? Okay, so you have, that's my second rush. What's the rush before that? Right, so that rush, listening, in the middle, it says Alma. That's where we're up to. Alma, the Yesh Shedjah v'gegailas v'roi raiva. From Rava's statement, you see that he doesn't have to be a raiva. Vim Cain, heichi boi l'mivshim mit tani Shedjah v'gegailas, like tani raiva atzalatamis abamina Shedjah v'gegailas. How did Rava want to prove it? Based on the fact that he said every Shedjah v'gegailas has a raiva kav, but he himself said that's not true. Alma the raiva l'imitame, that's what he wanted to prove. Ha'itzuk l'mishni Shedjah v'gegailas l'gufei. Isn't Shedjah v'gegailas for a smaller one? How can you prove? The whole proof was based on an assumption that every Shedjah v'gegailas has a Raiva Kav. Not true. Rav himself said it's not true. So therefore, I have to say Shedjah v'gegailas on a smaller one. But maybe in a Hanami, if it's Raiva Kav from a Shedjah v'gegailas, it would be Matame. And nobody knows where Rava said this statement. We never had Rava say this statement. Yes, Mefarshim, the Dayek La Mahach Dama Rava La Elba Pirkin, Le Nitzchon Loib Binyonai, Loib Binyonai. Rava, earlier in the Masech Pirik, when it said Zayas Men Ameis and Meis, and the Gemara asked, why does it have to say Meis? So Rava said, it's going on Raib Minyan and Binyan, that the Mishnah didn't say. So we're taking Rava's statement that he said about Rav Minyan and Rav Binyan, and saying the same would be true in a Shedjah v'gegailas that are not a Rav Akav. So therefore, we're assuming that it's a very difficult thing, because if Rav never said it, how can we ask a question from Rav? But the Gemara, some say, that's where the Gemara knew that Rav said it. Basid the Shama Rav Akiva, Layis Farish. Zuktrash, I don't know Pshat. I don't know what he heard from Rav Akiva. I don't know what he heard that made him change his mind. Gemara says he changed his mind after he heard it from Rav Akiva. I don't know what he heard from Rav Akiva. Rav Yaakov Mefarish, the Rav Amr L'Masnitz and Al Mishnah D'Alas. Rav said his statement on the Mishnah D'Alas. The Dechashiv Vav Dvarim, Rav Akiva Matame. Remember the six things that we had yesterday, that Rav Akiva is Matame. The Dechashiv Shedra V'Gagailas Mishnei Meisim, V'Roy V'Atzamas Mishnei Meisim. And Rabbi Akiva counted two kids. He had a case of Shedjah v'gegailas from Tumesim and Roy Vakav from Tumesim. Yesterday we had half a kav because we were talking about Nasser. The Mishnah in Aulos is talking about Tumas Ayel, says a quarter of a kav from Tumesim. Now, if every Shedjah v'gegailas has a Raiva, right? So why did he have to say Chedra Gagailas Mishnei Meitzim? If it's a whole Chedra Gagailas put together Mishnei Meitzim, it's automatically a Raiva. So he heard from Rabbi Kiva, who had two different cases, Raiva Akav Mishnei Meitzim and Chedra Gagailas Mishnei Meitzim. Now Chedra Gagailas Mishnei Meitzim means a whole Chedra put together by two Meitzim, a whole Gagailas of two Meitzim. If Rabbi Kiva, if you hold that every Shedra and Gagailas has Raiva, so a whole Shedra and Gagailas have Raiva. So from Rabbi Kiva, he saw that it's not true. We ain't Shedra and Gagailas, Vagas me Raiva, Amaya Tzuklus Naisan. The Torah's Rabba, the Nitzchukal, the Shedra and Gagailas, Shem Bam Raiva. That's when Rabbi backtracked. I'm a common to some of the Rabbi Kiva. Before that, Habasalkadaitach, he thought, there ain't Shedra and Gagailas, Vagas me Raiva. Okay. He thought that Shedra and Gagailas are not Pachas Miraiva. But Dr. Rush, the Kashama, and my Kamer busted the Shama Rabbi Kiva. What does that mean after you heard it from Rabbi Kiva? A Mekama Hamd Rabbi Kiva, even before Rabbi Kiva, it said in the Mishnah, Eilu Matamin Vayo, he said in Matamin, Tani Hashedra and Gagailas are right about Thomas. Without Rabbi Kiva. The fact that it lists Shedra and Gagailas and then Raiva Thomas, doesn't that show Shedra and Gagailas are less than Raiva Thomas? Why did he need Rabbi Kiva? Even the Tanakhama would teach him that. Well, Lonami Boy, the story of the Nitzchah of the Shedra and Gagailas, same Ben Raiva. Why did he need Rabbi Kiva? The Tanakhama said a whole Shedra and a whole Gagailas and Raiva Kav. Now, if Raiva Kav is Shedra and Gagailas, is Shedra and Gagailas, it's automatically Raiva Kav. You see, Shedra and Gagailas can be smaller. Why did Rabbi have to hear it from Rabbi Kiva's case of two? He could have heard it from the Tanakhama. Then Rabbi Rush doesn't like this shot, but he doesn't offer a different shot. He just leaves it to that. So again, we tried to prove the Shaila. We didn't prove the Shaila. The Shaila was, is a Rabbi Akav made out of Shedra and Gagailas Matame Bayo or not? And we didn't prove it. The assumption was that every Shedra and Gagailas have a Rabbi Akav. And the answer is it's not true. Rabbi himself said it's not true after he heard it from Rabbi Kiva, which the Rosh doesn't understand what he had to hear from Rabbi Kiva. It was a fair to Mishnah, and he leaves the track. So we haven't proved the Shaila. Tashema. Shama Yomim Etzim Echad Min HaShedra HaGagailas. One bone from Shedra HaGagailas is Matama Bayo. Even if it's not a Rabbi Akav. I'm sorry. If it's a Rabbi Akav of one bone, right, from a Shedra and a Gagailas. Right? Mishamai says, one bone, even if it's not a Raiva. Every one bone from Shedra and Gagailas,
piece of a bone?
Piece of a bone of a Shedra and a Gagailas. Now, the Rabbanan that argue, you need a Raiva Akav. But to say to the Rabbanan, say even a Raiva Akav of Shedra is not enough, that's widening the machlokes. That's saying Shammai holds one bone, not a raiva, and Rabbanan holds even a whole raiva is not enough. That's making a huge machlokes, and we don't like to make huge machlokes. Must be that Rabbanan agree raiva is matame. So the Gemara no raya, Shammai the machmer tvei. He's machmer. Maybe the machlokes is wider. Dr. Gemara should go the other way. Since he's Machmer, made Rabbana for Tzura Mekel. Live Shemina, time of the Shabbat of Machmer, Rabbana Adik and Chatzik Abad Shammai. Maybe, once you say that Shammai is different, so then maybe go the other way. Dr. Gemara, you can't prove it. The Machmer, like, please, Rabbana, lay the Shammai, bad some Echad, I will be right back Shammai, I will be Rabbana, but you can't say it. You don't know what Rabbana holds. You don't know if it's a wider Machlokes or a narrower Machlokes. So you can't prove anything. That's the end of this Gemara. According to the first shot of the Rush, let me just read the Rush. Dr. Rush, Tashma Shamaim, I feel etzim echad min agoilus, b'chal drabana de pli gale, islu de rai bat samas, a quarter of amem tame. The lav hoki, if not, kamaflikus lupuktaya tuba. You're making a very big machlokas. Shani, shani, shavit de machmer av rabbanon, loay lo emeloch, chatsi, if it comes enough. Now the Rush has a whole piece, which we will leave for tomorrow, when we will relearn this Gemara with a noob shot in the Rush. On this whole Gemara, yes?
So the machlokes between the Shammai and the Rabbanan, I apologize, is built on the idea that the Shammai specifies a single bone therefore, the dichotomous view is the entire spine.
No, the dichotomous view is a right vacab of the spine.
Why don't you make the dichotomy in the way that the Gemara uses dichotomy? That Beis Shammai says a single bone, the Rabbanan say two bones.
No, because there's no reason to believe the Rabbanan don't need more than you need. Every other bone needs the Raifa. So why would we assume this is any different?
In general, when you see the
I never ask questions on Gemara like that. The Gemara is doing it this way because Gemara understands it, that you can't prove from Shammai any more than that.
I try and understand.
No, because there's no reason to think two bones is any better than one bone. Either it's a shear of Raifa or not a shear of Raifa.
That's a very 20th century, actually, from 16th century and onward. That's a very modern viewpoint.
The Gemara has moderate viewpoint. The Gemara has moderate viewpoint.